That's great.
But I got my Bing points, and I'm going to get an Amazon card for that shit.
Oh, for looking at Beaver vagina. Oh, hey, what a brave new world we live in. If you're white and you get pulled over for you don't know why, whatever. Like, I got pulled over a few weeks ago on Summit Street, actually, on my way to get tacos at the San Marcos. Anyway, that's my lunch break, too. It's, you know. And
so were you late back to work?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I do what the fuck I want.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They don't know what I'm doing or not doing over there.
Thanks for the cultural appropriation of my food, by the way.
Oh, well, it's all right. I mean, you know what I did, though?
Why is that okay, but not music?
I went there, and I ordered a cheeseburger off the kids' meal just to fuck with them.
You did not?
I did not. No, I didn't.
I was going to say.
I think I got...
I don't think they even have that.
I think I got the soup, the pozole. Oh, it's so good. At that location, anyway, it's really good.
I'm going to have to make you some.
Ooh, I would love that.
That sounds good, actually. Maybe I'll put that on my menu.
Fuck yeah.
For this week. So I'm going to make some gumbo.
Ooh.
Shrimp, andouille, chicken.
Yeah.
All kinds of meat.
Yeah.
All or maybe jambalaya. No, gumbo. Okra, you'll probably pick that shit out. But
I like okra.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I really.
Some people are like, "Ew, it's slimy," but not if you put it in right at the end.
Yeah, that's the thing about okra.
It's a thickener, but it kind of gives your tongue that little slidiness, like when you just suck someone off and.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's got that little to your tongue.
It's got a great flavor to it, but it can get slimy if you fuck it up.
Overcook it.
Yeah. But I love the flavor of okra, so I'd be fine with it.
All right. I'll bring you a bullet.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Cool. It's already on the menu. But yeah, I'm going to pozole, and I'll take some out to my dad also. I made us some, and then we just happened to go out there one time, and it took him back to, like, his mom and shit.
He started hearing Tejano music, like...
For real, dude, like... And then he turned down his fucking radio and was like...
This is really good.
Hey, can I get an edit point?
Yeah, I gotta grab a drink anyway. We'll be back, bitches.
Fuck you, Tim.
All right, and we are back.
We're back.
And we're back.
For audiophiles.
Audiophiles, the sequel.
Any file.
Bride of audiophiles.
I like it.
Yeah, it's better than The Quickening. No, it's not, actually.
I've never seen that movie either.
The Quickening?
No, The Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, you're probably not missing. I don't fucking remember.
I know, like that. Like little scenes and stuff.
Yeah. It'd be good if they did. I bet there's like probably a porno version. I'd probably watch that before I watch anything.
You just tripped something in my brain, like, I gotta look that up. Like, Frankenstein and
dude.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah. That'd be kind of sexy.
He goes to light a cigarette afterwards, and he's like, ah! Ah!
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Fucking punches her out the window and shit. Like, remember the Mel Brooks where the yeets that fucking little girl?
Yeah. Yes. That was such a good movie.
I actually have shown that to Raph already.
Oh, really?
I think, Young Frankenstein, but he didn't. but I don't think he understood it, but he got into a little bit.
There's some stuff he probably could sort of get, I was thinking that movie.
It was like a Halloween thing when he was like 2 years old.
I was driving home from work and I saw a dude that looked like fucking Peter Sellers not Peter Sellers, fucking
Marty Friedman. Marty. Not Marty Friedman.
The dead guitarist guitar. From Megadeth. No.
Is he dead?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I know.
R.I.P.
It sucks. I know.
Rest
in peace, Marty.
Rest in peace. What do people say of mine? Rip in peace and rest in
peace. Oh, yeah, because they're fucking dumb, I guess. No, the guy who played Igor.
Yeah.
But Peter Lorre. Peter Lorre.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. Mm-hmm. The real one, not the Mel Brooks.
The Mel Brooks one.
Oh. It's Friedman.
Oh, is it?
Damn your eyes.
Yeah, that's
too late.
Too late. That's what I was thinking because I saw a dude that looked crazy and that joke came to mind. Damn your eyes.
I always forget it or mix him with Marty Friedman, but it's something Friedman.
Lex?
Or Friedman.
Lex?
I don't know.
That sounds like it might be a thing. Ah, fuck it. Whatever.
If Tim was here, he'd be talking to his phone right now.
I know. Yeah.
I got this in my brain. It'll come to me. Let's.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Max?
So you saw someone.
I'm sticking to like.
And that's Max Brooks, I think. Is
Martin. Huh? No.
I'm thinking of a different director.
Mel.
There might be a Max Brooks, actually.
Oh okay. Yeah. Right now, there's a Max Brooks listening to us going, yeah, me.
No, he's actually a very prolific worker in the sex trade. No,
you're thinking of Lex Steele.
Film industry.
Lex Steele, not
Luther.
Yeah, not Luther. Lex.
Wesley Pipes. I guess that's a real.
Of course it is. Why not?
I wonder if they did a Blade series. Now I gotta look that shit up too.
It's gonna be quite a Sunday for you.
Yeah, I guess.
It's gonna be a banner day in the Beltran household. You done?
What is this? I swear it was Marty. I gotta look it up. But go on. What were you saying? He saw someone that. Like his eyes were damned.
Yeah, so that I said it to myself as I was driving that joke that you already said. Damn your eyes! Too late.
Now I gotta put on my headphones because I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. See,
I still can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
I don't think my headphones are hooked up.
Oh shit! Well, give me your fucking. Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
Whatever. I thought that's what I asked you if I gave you that or not.
Sorry, mine worked though.
Oh well.
It's okay. You sound beautiful, just so you know.
Morgan Friedman. Yeah, it's probably keeping me from doing the echoey thing anyway. You know what I found out?
Well, that's why I got you running over there. You're good.
Someone made a thing, and it was like Stupid Inventions or something. I was watching a list of Stupid Inventions. Mm-hmm. But it showed this guy, he points a gun at, like a thing at you, mm-hmm. and it just reflects your voice back to you, but like with a delay, and it messes you up for talking.
What?
And I was like, I just experienced that for like a year of podcasting. Like,
dude, you have an immunity to that.
I probably would if I'd be like, I'm cool. Cause actually I did get used to it. And last time we recorded, I was like,
yeah,
just flowing with it and doing it. Yeah. So
yeah, it's,
I was like, fuck that invention, but it might work.
Well, yeah.
It does something. It reflects your voice back to you, and I think it does something else. But and they showed examples of people fucking up. They're talking, and it probably sounds like our first couple episodes of me, like right. Sitting here, thinking about what I'm going to say next because I gotta stop the voices in my head talking first.
Yeah. They're like, you know, I really like the podcast, but Jar does this weird William Shatner impression through the whole fucking thing.
Pretty much. That's how I felt.
That was a little disconcerting.
Why does young Sheldon come up before young Frankenstein?
Because people are fucking stupid. Stupid homosexuals. Well,
plus, I don't know how to spell young.
Why
Young Rock also no
UNG. That's young.
No, I got it, but
That's how the rapper.
I just hit.
That's how the rappers spell it. UNG.
Like Marty.
Young Money. Huh.
Yeah, Marty.
Marty Friedman.
Marty Feldman.
Feldman. Yeah. So just a Jewy name, which starts with F.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much. They all look alike.
Yeah,
that fucking guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Marty Feldman.
But well,
so
Peter,
it is
Peter Lorre was the original Igor, right?
And I don't know. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna look up Frankenstein.
Oh, that's well, you don't have to. I think that's who it was.
I mean, it won't take long, but...
All right. Well, yeah, go ahead, because that way I'll look like I know what I'm talking about.
Frankenstein.
And then if I'm wrong, I'll just edit this part out.
It was Robert De Niro. No.
Oh, really?
The 31? Not the 1931 one, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Peter Lorre.
With Boris Karloff?
He was Frankenstein in that one?
Boris was.
Well, who was Igor?
Who is Igor? Is there even an Igor?
There should be, right? Is he in the book, or is that a concoction of the cinema?
There's actually not. But they do call him the monster in that.
They
don't call him
Frankenstein, right?
Yeah, they say Dr. Frankenstein, and
that's Frankenstein.
Mourner, mourner, little girl, little girl.
Oh, really?
There's no Igor in there.
All right, listen.
It's Igor, not Igor.
Yeah, look.
I was just doing IMDb search. I should have searched for
right.
Peter Lorre, blah, 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 whatever the fuck you're talking about.
He was...
Is it Lorre or is it Lore?
Lorre.
Lorre?
Lorre, yeah. Wow. Why did... Huh. He was in a lot of horror movies, but I guess he was never... I was wrong. I'm going to have to edit this shit out.
He was in action movies.
Oh, wait. No, I'm going backwards. Okay, hold on. I might be right still. I might be right. Let's see.
This is great. Fucking,
yeah, I know, right? Isn't this fucking
podcast?
This is thrilling.
Anyway, so.
Well, now I'm like. I'm
I shit my pants like a week ago. Or
your pants?
I trusted a fart. Yes, I shit my pants and myself.
And yourself. Okay. So.
And I didn't want anyone to know about it. So I fucking. Like, I was outside smoking a cigarette. And I was like, oh, I got to fart. So I farted, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It was a little more than that.
Oh.
So, but Emily and the boy were, like, on their... She was watching her YouTube. He was playing his games.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got to go into the bathroom real fast. So went in there, waddled my ass into the downstairs bathroom... Took off my undies because I was wearing her thong. No, I'm just kidding. I was wearing, like, I don't know, some boxer briefs or something. And then,
yeah. Did you throw them away?
No, I'm at home. I got a fucking washing machine.
Dude, just throw them away. Really?
Why?
You don't want to mix that shit in with your laundry.
You rinse them out and they're fine. What are you talking about? You throw away shitty underwear?
Oh, God, yes, yeah. Immediately.
No, I went in, I wiped, like, myself, I took those off, put them in my pocket, took them outside to the garage for, like, 2 days, because I forgot they were out there, and I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta do laundry, oh, shit, there's a pair of shitty underwear in the garage, and if I die, I don't want Emily to find them.
Oh, Jesus. Wow, so, that's love. That's, I like that.
That's love, that, yeah. That's... She's my heart, dude. I can't do that.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? I can't disrespect like that. You know what I'm saying?
No. But yeah, I was like, oh shit, that shitty pair of underwear's out there. So I like, it was cold out. So I was like, they're not stinky now. They're frozen and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just like snuck them into my thing of laundry and did it. And yeah.
That's acceptable. I'm thinking you're just going away. Straight from your ass into the fucking washer. I'm like, that's gross.
No, not with the whole thing. You got to rinse them. You got to fucking...
Dude, I don't give a fuck that much about a pair of underwear that I'm going to even rinse them or anything.
See, it might have been one of my favorite pairs.
Oh.
I got a couple pairs that are like... You ever see that MC Hammer video, Bumps to the Bump and shit?
Of course.
Like where he's in his fucking little thong and shit?
Yeah.
He's got a potato stuffed inside his shit. Yeah, I got a couple of those just for fun. It might have been one of them.
A banana hammock, so to speak.
And it's like, I got boxers, I got boxer briefs, and I got... briefs or like bikini briefs or whatever.
Jesus, dude.
Not like thongs or nothing, but like
still, I mean,
stuff just to wear for a couple hours and then they'll be taken off.
For your wife, you mean? Like, yeah.
But hope so. Well, for whoever's interested, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Like, I'm just saying.
Hopefully for her, but whoever's down, I'm down.
I just feel like that'd be a short list.
It is. It's only her.
Okay. I'm just saying, because, like, just...
And me.
Well, I think you...
I like to look at myself.
I was going to say, I think you were the biggest fan of that look, really. Because I'm trying to picture it, and I...
She ordered them.
Oh, okay.
It's because we bought a couple boxer briefs, like, size too small. Like, we bought a couple mediums, and she liked the way that looked on me.
Okay.
Like...
Yeah.
I got pumps to the bump, but then it's like I got this big bump up top. Well, so it's like it kind of ruins it.
That's what I was starting to think. I was like, yeah, but.
But she still, like,
yeah,
at least plays like it makes her, or makes, she makes me feel sexy.
Sure. Just have her have a couple glasses of wine or something.
She doesn't even drink, and she's telling me this shit. So I'm like,
I'm saying she would really be into it, though. She, you know.
Oh, we don't need that.
All right. Fair enough. She never drinks?
occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Not too much anymore. She gets migraines and shit, and she don't know what causes them, so she tries to stay.
Oh, okay. So every once in a while, she has a couple Bartles and James or something.
Yeah, like, we're going to go hang out with Jeva pretty soon, and we're going to...
Yeah.
Probably... She'll probably have a few drinks out there.
Gotcha.
If I got to nurse her the next day and keep her hydrated and...
Right, keep her hydrated. Yeah,
whatever.
Looped up. She's in such a
no. Like if she, because she does get really bad headache, like debilitating headaches,
like migraine headaches. Like I get migraines actually too. If I take Excedrin, they go away. So I'm lucky.
Yeah, I should buy some cocaine. Just
yeah, that's also yeah. Good point.
Cocaine, pretty.
Cocaine cures everything. Yeah.
I'm like a doctor from the 1870s or something.
Leeches. Come here, Raph. Come here. Put this leech on
me. Out of Reno, so I can find leeches easily.
Yeah. I don't want to, Daddy. Don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy. Put this what?
Leeches.
Oh, put these
leeches.
Yeah, you're not sick. Go to school with these leeches on your back. I'll take them off after. They need like 6 hours anyway.
The kids think I'm weird. Fuck them. They were good. They were good enough for me, and they were good enough for your grandfather. They're good enough for you.
His grandfather.
And these leeches are in the same generation.
Whatever,
as those.
That's white people shit, dude. Like... My grandfather, and there, it's like drink tequila.
Oh, so, right. No, it's drink tequila and do the oh-ho.
Yeah.
So,
you know. Well, do the oh-ho before you go to school. You can,
yeah. You're fine. Get the fuck out of here. I got a hangover. Go. shit. Yeah, man.
My mom was talking about the
oh-ho. Oh, no shit.
That shit seemed to work as a kid. I don't know, no. I think my magic is too strong for their magic to work on.
No, I think that you're healthy.
But I don't get sick anymore, really.
Oh, I was going to say.
I call in sick and act like I'm sick.
I called in sick Friday. Well, I didn't call in. I shouldn't say that. I was at work and my back went out. It's a kind of a call back to our earlier discussion.
Yeah.
Of our
sitting all day and your back goes up.
Frailties and shit. My tennis elbow and my arthritis in my left hand. But yeah, no, it was the craziest shit. Like, I've never really had any back problems, and now I'm a little older, and This is the first time I've ever really had an episode where it's like, oh shit, like what is going on with my fucking back? You know what I mean? Other than like, I knew what happened because I did something stupid or fell on it.
No, I've done it probably three times I could think of where it's just like, not even tying my shoes because they're all slip-ons, but you just do something stupid and it's like, can't move anymore.
Yeah. Well, I put up a projector
Oh, see, you're actually doing work.
Well, here's the thing. When I was putting the projector up, I didn't...
You were fine.
I was fine. There wasn't a moment where I was like, oh, what did I do? Yeah. I was totally fine. I went back to my office, sat down, and then it just started creeping.
Everything seized up.
Yeah, it just like started creeping on me. Like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, I was like my dad. I was like, oh, hey, yo.
Yeah, I make old man noises every day, dude. Getting out of bed, I'm like, but that's more just because I got to go to work.
Yeah, and I guess I never understood what my dad or others were going through until that moment. Because my dad does it all the time. To this day, he's like, oh, my back just went out. Oh, fuck, it just went out.
See, that sounds like what happens with mine, dude, because it feels like everything's wrapping around your kidneys and shit and just squeezing everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the middle.
You can barely breathe and shit. You can't take a deep breath because it hurts.
Like right here.
You can barely, yeah. Like mid-low.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Like right below my fucking rib cage.
Yeah. I did that like a couple weeks at work. Dude had a big pot of potatoes or something, like huge
fucking,
pot.
Fucking and Nick. Oh, I don't know.
He's barely Irish, I asked him. But,
you saw
I was like, he was just letting it run over. This is the boss man, so I was like, oh, I'll do him a favor and fucking put this on the stove for him. And I was like, oh, fuck, I should have done that. And my back fucking hurt for like 3 hours after that, but I just went on doing my work, like I said. I just worked through it, and eventually it went away.
And this is a testament to how much more of a man you are than me, because so my back goes out.
you went up.
I'm sitting in a fucking chair, mind you. My back goes out. I'm in a.
I was on my feet for like 4 hours.
And one of my clients came by for a computing device. I can't say. I don't want to say specific. Yeah. And I went to like hand it to them, and it was almost like they thought I was fucking with them because I couldn't.
Here
you go. And I couldn't like really hand it. And they're like having to like lean over my.
That shit gets you though, where you can't even breathe.
Oh, dude, it was bad. I was like, oh my fucking god! I thought I was gonna have to go to the hospital. I was like, what did I do? What the fuck? I felt like I was just gonna break in half and flop over.
No, that would be better, right?
Yeah.
Like, at those points, it's like,
oh my God.
Just let me flop over and fucking someone else carry me out of here because I don't want to walk anywhere.
Yeah.
No, I felt that. I don't know. I just worked through it and I'm like, it'll go away eventually.
As soon as the person.
Dude, if I didn't have health insurance, I would never have seen a doctor ever in my life. And
no.
It's all because of my wife. It's the only reason.
I have Medicaid.
He's keeping me.
Well, you probably make too much for Medicaid. You work too much for Medicaid.
Oh, I got good insurance.
Oh, okay. Well, I've had Medicaid for forever, and I have stayed on it because I don't work enough, or I don't make enough, or whatever. I guess I don't know. Fucking know.
Yeah.
But that's gonna change in July, I think. So, but anyway,
that's when our fiscal year is too.
Your new contracts? Yeah, I get it.
Or the fiscal year, like my PTO and all that stuff rolls over end of June.
Yep, that's when I get my new
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought they just do it at the beginning of the year and shit.
Well, we do it that way because it's end of school. End of our... Fuck.
Edit point. End of work.
Yeah, it's the end of our working session. It doesn't take a fucking genius to figure this out.
No. I don't know why you're trying to...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's art.
It's art. Come on, it's art.
That's why I do it, because I work in the arts.
You know how many times I said that to a judge? Judge, I mean, it was just art.
It was just art.
I mean, come on, what are you?
Look at the blood on her face and the cum right next to the blood, the juxtaposition of... You're welcome, CC Freeze, in your new favorite word.
Juxtaposition? She likes that? Oh, okay. She texted me earlier, actually.
The white to the red and
nice.
The bruises.
The bruises. Come on. What are you, some sort of...
Officers is going to be happy to hear it in that context.
What are you, some sort of art critic, you son of a bitch?
It stinks.
It stinks.
I used to love that shit.
Mr. John Lovitz. So, as soon as the person left my office, I like got myself carefully up out of my seat, and I went down to my boss, and I was like, "Dude, I'm fucking leaving." So you worked through it. I just pushed out immediately and went home and laid down.
Well, I was already on my feet. I didn't sit down. If I would have sat down, that might have been a problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. It didn't creep up on me until I sat down. So who knows?
But. Yeah, I stayed on my feet, and eventually it went away. Like, I thought about being like, but we're so short-staffed. I don't know why I fucking...
Have the loyalty?
Yes. I guess I was just raised properly, instead of all you fucking heathens that are like, oh, I'd rather be on my phone and call off and bullshit. Like,
right. This newer generation has no work ethic, no...
And... Saying that, like, for years, I'm like, that's bullshit. We've all been like that. That's just what old people say about young people.
It's true.
It's true about, dude, these young people fucking suck.
It's true both ways. We sucked, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, no, I never, I've always,
you've always
anytime been. I'm getting paid for a job, I fucking do it to the best of my ability. And I got pride behind my work. Like, anything I'm doing has my face on it. It's fucking... It's my work, and I want... Like, come back to me and say I did a bad job, because I did not.
And I'll shit
fuck
I,
you.
I will fucking...
Yeah, I will fucking... I will smack you like Will Smith, motherfucker. But,
oh, shit. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
No, we ain't talking about that shit. I didn't even want to bring it up, but...
Oh, you fucking did.
I know. Just to keep the kids interested, because I called them fucking slackers.
Oh, but, okay. Yeah, you're just being topical.
But, yeah, just being topical. Like the blood and the cum on those bruises. They were just topical, Judge.
In the juxtaposition. to use a turn of phrase.
But, everything I ever produce or do anything, like, I do it to the best of my ability because I have pride.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, most people don't.
No, no.
They're just there for a paycheck. They're just there for whatever. I have passion in whatever I do, even if it's shit I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe not passion in all the jobs, but I want to make sure what I do is correct and the best that anyone's ever done, or the best of my ability to what anyone's ever done.
Say, damn.
Don't know why I am that way, because I shouldn't be, because they're fucking breaking my back for their dollar.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference, I think, because I thought that way for a long time, too, because I'm similar. Now, granted, my work history is a little bit spotty.
Dude, I've had 10 years at this job, 7 years at this job, like 15 years at this job.
You're more.
I'm a good worker.
Yeah, me not so much. Well, but, I am now. But I mean, I had
sweatbacks are known for that, actually. That's, breaking our backs for
the white nothing. Man. For the fucking white man.
Or just, you know, we're known as good workers.
Yeah.
Or lazy as fuck.
But here's the thing.
And I am lazy as fuck.
You are right. And I also think and have thought that, you know, why am I killing myself, or why should anybody kill themselves to pay off somebody's fucking second car or whatever?
Yeah.
Or boat or whatever. The
house.
Pay for the rent for their fucking mistress's apartment, whatever, whatever the case might be.
I mean, I'm down with it.
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you gotta. Separate the wife from the mistress. Yeah, you know, you gotta have a good.
That's true. That is a noble cause. What am I saying? All right. But point is, you know, so I've always thought that too. And I think it is true. But there's also something to be said for taking pride in what you're doing that has nothing to do with that. That is just for you.
No, it is just for me is what I'm saying.
I think the difference is...
I'm not doing it for anyone because I hate all these rich fucks that are, like...
Your customers.
Taking advantage of me. What did you say?
All of your customers.
Yeah. All those motherfuckers.
Fuck all of you. Anyway,
or even the higher-ups and shit. But I'm not going to put work out there that's shoddy. I'm not that kind of person.
Right. But it has more to do with you than it does with them.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference. If you're working really hard and you're doing a good job out of fear or out of some sort of misguided loyalty or...
No.
Or, not you, no. Or, you know, just like obsequiousness. Yeah. Like you're just a little piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. There's people there that'll, like, we have lunches for rich people.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, like 3-4 people. And this one lady will come up to me and be like, oh, we need to do this. And do... of course, she's a server. She wants to show her best face to these rich people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Have them order off the menu. I ain't doing this shit. Like, I don't care if they, you know, they're higher up than me or whatever. They're fucking normal people. They're the same as,
right.
as I am. Flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Just because you got more money than me. Right. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing it. She's like, oh, I heard you're the man. I'm like, no, I'm not. Go, like,
you need to find somebody else.
Yeah, you need to find somebody else. Because, like, if they say what they want made and tell me when it's ready to be made, I'll do that shit. But I ain't fucking making up a menu for these motherfuckers just because they got money.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
If they're paying me directly, I would definitely do that. Like, but,
like under the table, they were like, hey, here's a 20.
No, like, if I was their private cook or whatever.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Not like during lunch hour. I'm supposed to feed 4 people some special dinner. Fuck you.
Just to make them feel so all fuzzy.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Just because people are from in out of town. Fuck you. Yeah. I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, go back to where you came from.
Yeah. Well, someone else usually does it, or someone will give me a menu to have.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But I ain't fucking making up shit off the top of my head like, oh, they'd like to eat healthy. Fuck them.
You know,
tell them to come through the fucking line and fucking order a salad. Don't give a fuck. I'm busy.
You know what? I just thought of a great idea, like, for a restaurant. Because I just flashed.
Well, I got a great idea for a restaurant, but go on. It might be the same one.
It's called Fuck You.
No, it's pretty much that, but go on. I want to hear you.
All right. It's basically for, like, ex-cons, but...
So every restaurant? You mean working there or customers?
No, like customers.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, it could go...
Mostly ex-cons are probably making your...
It could go both ways. And actually, it might not... I might not try to cater to ex-cons because that'd probably be a bad audience to try to... You don't want to do that. Fuck
yeah, up. All together, like 200 of them in the same room.
They ain't going to tip. And it's just, they're just going to cause problems. Yeah, fuck all that. So I'll go with my first idea. It is for very rich people. It is very, very expensive food. Very expensive. Very exclusive. And what you basically... And basically what the menu is like, you know what a break is in prison? Yeah. That's what you do. The whole... All the menu is just like different
breaks.
Yes.
And be like... Would you sell it as prison food, or would you say it's...
Oh, absolutely, because they'd be like,
this
ooh,
is what we eat in prison.
This is authentic. This is so authentic, you know? This is what...
A Snickers bar mixed into a fucking ramen noodle and shit.
with some hot Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah, I think hot Cheetos is like the main ingredient in just about every break I've ever seen made.
Y'all need to get hip to them jalapeno Cheetos. That's where it's at. For the white people, the rich white people, they're going to want those jalapeno where it's just a little bit of...
Yeah, you break up the crackers with a little bit of water and roll them fuckers out, put them in the microwave, get a nice little biscuit.
Do you know what a break is? Like, I don't know.
No, well, I watched...
A lot of people don't. It's for the audience.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, did we explain it, didn't we? It's like, basically when you're in prison.
No, I know what a break is.
Oh, I'm saying for people that are listening, though.
Oh.
If they don't...
Well, no.
Yeah.
Go on and explain it.
Well, it's essentially like when you get
because you get commissary money,
right? You get commissary
from your
money.
Family or whatever, or you earn it,
or you or from selling cigarettes,
Vino. Your ass,
Vino.
But
there's
only certain things in the vending machines or the
right.
Go on, Tom.
Oh well, yeah. Anyway, so you get there's really not a whole lot to do in prison besides like eat and fuck other guys. No, I don't know. I don't really know. But
read.
Yeah, read. Play chess.
Oh, fucking Brooks was here.
Oh, fucking Brooks. anyway, so you get to eat. You basically have to eat what they give you. You know, obviously you're in fucking prison. So to supplement your diet, you can go buy things from the commissary, which is basically like vending machine food, like, you know, Twinkies and fucking Flaming Hot Cheetos and just whatever.
Maybe some ramen.
Ramen noodles. Yeah, there you go. That's
a big break thing.
That is a big break thing. So what these prisoners have done is they take all these things out of the vending machines and they find really interesting ways to
gourmet
to gourmet them together into these weird fucking like you know hybrid.
Pair up some pieces of bologna into your shit.
Yeah, I mean it's really complicated. I've watched them do it.
There's probably a YouTube video on prison breaks.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Actually,
and the other thing is it takes time and it's very communal in a way because
really?
Yeah, because like somebody will have
over the cauldron and shit.
Yeah,
or like rock soup or something. Do you remember?
It'll be
that
like
story?
Hey, let's you know, like what do you got? Okay, what can we do with that? Basically, is kind of like
we'll all eat.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And they come up and like each little, so like you said, like the bologna, but it wouldn't just be like they would prepare the bologna like in a certain way. It had to be microwaved for so however, you know, and then that would be set aside. It's a whole fucking process that takes a while from what I've witnessed. And so I think that would be like awesome to try to sell.
You need the prisoners in your kitchen. Which is not hard to do.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
And just be like, hey, y'all make breaks.
Yeah.
And just have, like, vending companies come in. And
oh, dude. I'm telling you. I mean, think about it. It's vending food, which is obviously really fucking cheap. But then you're going to sell it for, like, you know, $30, $40 a plate to these fucking idiots.
50.
Yeah.
What I say earlier, 50.
But where else are you going to get that shit? They're not going to go to prison unless they go to some white collar prison.
Upwards of $50.
Upwards, which are 50 to 60.
Yeah, some fucking spam and noodles and shit, or some fucking
yeah, man. Then when you
put some Cheeto dust on top.
All right, and then on top of that, for the beverages, you can serve vino.
Yep.
You know, like in different flavors of Kool-Aid.
We're making like we got a whole bathroom set up just to make fucking wine and shit.
Right. And right. And this shit is legit. You gotta use a fucking toilet that you shit in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Employees only.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Employees only. You are not allowed to shit into the toilet as a customer.
No. Your pristine white ass is not allowed.
Because you'll fuck up
taint our wine.
Yeah, yeah. You will fuck it up. It's
unless
like,
you've done a heinous crime, which most of them probably have.
Oh God, yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, but yeah, because like the shitting and then the pissing in the toilet, it's like the soil for like a grape and a wine.
It's like perfect compost for your vegetables or something. You know, it's like
you can't just have anybody shitting in there.
Yeah. Got to be fucking Jose and fucking Leroy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wonder who these guys are. I don't know. I've never heard such a thing. So, yeah.
See, I always spell Leroy like Leroy. That's,
Leroy.
That was our old cat's name.
Oh, Leroy.
It means the king.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Roy.
Yeah, right on, man. I like it.
Our other cat was named Luke, but it was L-U-C. I don't know why we always go to French shit.
Yeah, wait a minute. That is French, isn't it?
My daughter has got a kind of French name, but it's a fake name.
That's true. It just sounds French.
Yeah.
But it's a good sounding French. I mean, you would never know. It wasn't. Yeah. You know, unless you're French, I guess. But even
Janet?
Then,
I mean.
Janet, yeah. Man, so I think that's a fucking once again I come up with $1 million fucking idea. I'm telling you, just handing these out for free. Just bam.
So, dude, they would do it, and
they could be like served in little cells.
Yeah, you know. I was gonna say you put like bars on the fucking thing, and oh, we got a 12 top. Put him in the big cell.
Yeah, man.
And have treat them like shit.
Yeah, have like the waiters are like COs. Sometimes they just come around and
slide it under the door and shit. Yeah. Like, who ordered this?
Sometimes they just come in and just beat the holy fuck out of one of them out of nowhere. I mean, you sign a waiver.
Give them fucking 10 cups to, like, if they need refills, they can slide them on the door. Dude, people would fucking fall for that bullshit. Oh,
of course they would. Of course they would. They're not going to be able to get that experience.
I want a restaurant, though. Like, if I was ever a restaurateur, I want to...
This is not your casseroles idea, though.
No.
Okay.
Damn it. Now it's out. Now it's already
casa. Sorry, casseroles. Which we discussed in a previous episode.
Oh, okay.
With the KOA.
I already said, yeah, I remember. I did say it. That's what brought up the KOA.
Yeah, exactly.
But... trying to keep me down, dude.
I know, those motherfuckers.
But no, it's just like if I ever had a restaurant, I would be there every day. And if I had a problem customer, a Karen or whatever,
right, yeah.
Like depending on the problem, I'd be like, "Fuck you, go eat somewhere else. You ain't getting shit here.
No soup for you."
No, yeah, I would totally be fucking a soup Nazi or whatever. Like, I'd take care of my people, my crew.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, "Oh, I need it this way and this way and this," go fucking eat somewhere. Make your own fucking lunch, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. Like, and because I only want clientele that's gonna be like good and like really like.
Would you throw
eat what's on the menu? Treat my people like good people, because they are people just like you. Just because you got money doesn't mean you're better.
All right.
And all this, like, I would be the best. People would love to work for me, dude. Because I wouldn't give a fuck.
But you would have
about
no customers.
No, I would. I would have good customers.
Okay.
I would not have bad customers. But
yeah,
I thought about this too, and then it'll be online, and people will be like, "Oh, this guy kicks out." Blah blah blah. So. Then we'd have the assholes coming in just to be kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be recorded like, "Oh, I got kicked out of his restaurant. Yeah. Yay."
Yeah. That's...
And they'd be taking up tables.
Tourists.
But I'd have people out there, like, I'd have bouncers and shit. Like, "You're not even allowed in. You already got your phone recording. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here." Like, you ain't getting in.
You would police your dining room.
And we'd probably have a line around the... thing, but around the block, but I'd be like, "No, you're not getting in. You're not getting in. You look cool. Come on, you can cut up to the front of the line."
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck
you're
you.
Cool.
Fuck you.
Who's coming with me? Yeah, dude. Because fuck that, dude. Restaurant people get treated like shit.
Yeah,
and I hate that shit. Like.
I got treated as shit, like shit.
You can't fucking cook, so you're coming to treat me like shit? Fuck you.
Or you can't be bothered to cook.
Yeah.
One or the other. Yeah.
So. Or you can't, and you can't afford a fucking private chef, you fucking broke ass motherfucker. You think you're rich.
So, like, what? Would, for instance, like, would you kick somebody out if, like, you know, you went by a table and you saw them putting ketchup on a steak?
No. Eat what you'd like to eat.
Okay.
That's fine.
So you're not going to be a Nazi about shit like that?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
What if they...
Just don't be assholes to my staff.
What if they ask you to put ketchup on their steak?
I'd do it.
You just said that you're not going to do special shit for them.
If I got ketchup in-house, I'm going to do that shit.
Okay.
I ain't going to fucking...
All right.
Like, dig up fucking... Like I have raisins in this thing... Can you do it no raisins?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like,
something that's already mixed and prepped.
Yeah, or something, or I have this and that, and yeah.
Right.
Like,
okay.
No.
I see. What about?
Like, just don't be, I'm talking about very unreasonable people.
Not just, I like my shit well done, and you're like, "Well, fuck it, I'm not."
No, I'll cook your shit well done, and I'll cook it the best well done you ever had, because I'm not pressing your burger.
Okay.
So it's well done faster. I'm going to cook the burger till it's well done, and it's going to be the juiciest well done burger you ever had.
Damn, so you're making me want a well done burger right now.
But I
By well done burger, I mean a big floppy cock on my face. Oh, well, I don't know. What just happened?
Where's my VR goggles?
Jesus. <yeah. laughs> where are my robits? God, I'll tell you what, I haven't had time for the robits lately, though.
Oh, that's good, though.
Yeah, it probably is.
Fuck the robots. Let's talk about yeah. Or, I don't know, how long have we been going? Should we say goodbye to these people? You think they're bored with us yet?
Yeah, I think they hate us now.
But yeah. Fuck you guys. Get the fuck out of our restaurant, then.
Get out of my fucking restaurant. I don't care.
Don't send me your fucking shitty recipes either.
Oh, what? You're listening to our podcast? Because you can't make your own fucking podcast? Yeah. What
the fuck?
Go make your own fucking jokes.
And then fucking send it to me, and I'll fucking be the judge of that shit.
Then go fucking hang yourself. You fucking.
What?
Shit, sorry.
Just make sure you're jacking off when you hang yourself. It's always better when you auto-erotic asphyxiate.
If you're going to hang
instead
yourself.
Instead of just asphyxiate.
Yeah, oh yeah. Because nobody remembers.
It's more of a mess, because you're going to shit yourself. Yeah. So may as well come and shit yourself.
And the juxtaposition of the shit.
Yeah, and the cum on the floor, right. When your mom has to clean that shit up from her own basement because he never fucking moved out.
We're getting really specific here. All right.
Tommy, are you coming?
Not yet.
Just watching Kung Fu. Sorry, David Carradine. And listening to NXS.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait.
Oh, no.
No, that's just Elvis.
That was just Elvis, yeah. He's a Jesus-like figure, but not Jesus. Who's the other guy that fucking hung himself with his dick out?
With his dick out?
Was that...
there was someone...
Robin recent, Williams?
No. He just fucking did it.
Yeah. He just... Yeah. I thought there was...
I almost said that, too. There was someone else, though.
Yeah, there was another famous jack-off artist.
Jack-off death.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, that's a good band name, Jack Up.
Did you like my? Do you like my joke about the? I said I. What was my joke?
You had AIDS.
No. I did. That was my. That was, my April Fool's joke. Was I have AIDS? No, I don't. Nah, April Fool's. Anyway, no, it was. I wanted to start a.
That shit was straight out the cuff, dude. Yeah, like
shit. That was a fucking.
I was like only Finns, but I was like, no one's gonna get it if we don't show the title card of Finn.
Yeah, like Finn.
Like finale. I think it's like finale or whatever.
I think it's like pronounced Finn. Finn.
Yeah, and actually, I looked it up, and it's not really a word, but in some languages it means like
French. Final. I learned it in French. Yeah. Fin.
I think it's a little more than that, though. But
Maybe it's a part of a phrase or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're kind of giving, we're putting the horse.
No, I did like yours, but you just sparked a little thing in my brain, and I was like,
nice.
Like Dick and Morte? I like that, dude.
Well, we should probably say what the original joke was. Okay, the original joke was I have a idea for a porno website. For necrophilia.
For necrophiliacs.
Yeah, it's called Deadbeats.
Deadbeats. I loved it.
Yeah,
and then it just got my brain going, and I was like, only Finns.
Only Finns.
Only Finn.
Yeah, what's the title card.
Oh, yeah, the title card, yeah.
The French ending.
And then I said, Dick and Morte, and then I said something else.
That's good shit, though. All right, so fuck all you. We're out of here, and... send more butthole pictures. No, we have not received our first butthole picture yet.
Oh.
I will say that last week we went live with our filthiness, and we have yet to receive. Of course, I haven't checked our email, so maybe we have.
Okay, well.
But, you know.
I might send one just to make
you should, happy. Just to make me feel better.
No, and I got kicked off Twitter for a second because I just clicked on... blah, 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 just to get it in quick to say we were the Death Row Toll of podcasting.
you honestly got kicked off?
Yeah, because I just clicked, like, it said, like, I was 14 years old or whatever, and they're like, oh, you can't be doing this. I just clicked, like, whatever age they give you right away.
Yeah.
Instead of doing my real age or whatever, or changing the year.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, we got to put this under review. And I'm like, dudes, I'm serious. Like, I had to send them a picture of my ID and shit. And
I thought you were joking.
No, not at all, dude. So I don't know.
You got us kicked off Twitter.
We are Twitter at 8 inches and a mule. If you guys enjoy us, hit us up there. I barely check it, but I guess I will if you guys start.
Well, yeah. I mean, once we get it back, I suppose.
No, it's back.
Oh, good. Yeah, well,
I just haven't done anything with it since.
Okay. And we are the Jeff.
I need to get back on there. I don't want to be the social media guy. I hate fucking social media.
Well, I'm not going to be the social media
guy. I know. And
fucking Tim.
Tim's not even fucking here, so.
Yeah.
I'll be the social media guy.
Just saying.
I'll just find someone to help me with it or something.
Pay somebody else to do it. You could be like a middleman social media guy.
If you guys want to see me more on social media,
send butthole pictures.
Pay me to pay you or something. Now, y'all don't need to pay us. We just do this for fun anyway. I mean, it'd be great if you did.
Yeah.
We might set up Patreons and shit later if you guys think this is good. But yeah, I'll try to keep up on the Twitter. We are at 8 inches of mule on there. I don't know if we're on YouTube yet.
Not quite yet. Almost. We're on everywhere else, though.
Hopefully. Check us out if you can find us. And
Spotify, Apple, iTunes.
Also, 8inchesofamule@gmail.com, I believe.
Yep. That's the...
Someone will check that eventually.
Eventually.
There might be butthole pics.
There better be. Now. Look at all that promotion you just did. There better be some fucking pictures.
Well, I'm just trying to be a little more professional than usual.
Speaking of, you sent me a picture of a beaver yesterday. It was great. That was the weirdest fucking thing.
Which one? The beaver thing?
It was like a comic book.
Yeah. It looked like one page of a comic.
But you said
I was hoping it was another beaver picture, so I just looked up beaver
vagina.
Oh. You saw the whole thing right at the top of the thing.
Yeah. Well, no, but the what you sent was like, it was a cartoon beavers. Well, it was a cartoon.
It was a beaver fucking a something.
A donkey.
A badger.
It was a donkey eating out of cartoon beaver with a badger behind the beaver getting fucked from behind. I don't know if it was anal or not.
It was some furry shit. We'll post it in the show notes or something, maybe.
Yeah. And then,
did he post that in the show notes, Tom? We'll give credit to the artists and stuff. Or it goes right to their site, so.
Yeah. Just
probably
just put in fucking beaver vagina. I ain't doing all that.
Yeah, just look up beaver vagina.
I mean, if you're that hot to try to see a fucking this cartoon.
But it was like far down the list till I found like a good picture.
That was a good. Well, so what happens is that's how it starts. And then
I came.
I know, I was like, oh, fuck, right away. The beaver. And then
I didn't even read the whole thing. You're telling me the whole story.
Yeah, it's a good story. So then in the middle panel, the beaver and the woodchuck or whatever that's getting fucked in the ass, they lock eyes because they're kind of, you know, like, it was like upside down looking, you know, like this.
And someone looked back.
And they're kind of like checking each other out. And then, so they start going at it. And next thing you know, you have sad donkey who is now alone and sad. The thing that was fucking the woodchuck or whatever, I think it was an actual man, like a cartoon man. So he was also sad. So I guess he's got to go fuck the donkey. I mean, I didn't see how the story ended because that was the only page we got.
Because he came already.
Yeah. Plus, I didn't give a shit because
I didn't make it to the last panel.
I was like, and I'm spent. And I didn't care about the ending anymore. So, but maybe I'll go back and I'll let you know.
Yeah, I might be able to find that whole story.
It was good. I'd read that comic.
I linked right to where I found it so you could. I think the artist's name is.
But also included were pictures of actual, like, animal beavers, not, you know, I know, yeah,
Oh, it linked to the whole thing?
The search, yeah. So I was like,
I didn't know that, because I was trying to find an actual beaver vagina. Oh,
dude, there was a ton of beavers on there. I didn't
scroll down that far, I guess.
Not beaver vagina, but beavers. I know people are probably confused because colloquialism for vagina is beaver.
Yeah. No, that's what it mostly was. I was actually going to send you a beaver vagina. That's what I looked up.
We failed in that because there were no, but there were.
I did. Being failed in that.
Yeah. Being failed.
All right, guys. Tom's got to go.
Yeah, I got to go. I've had enough.
I could talk forever, but I should probably go also.
Yeah, I got to get back and make love to my robots. All right.
You guys are all right, though. We'll see. Get a hold of us. Yeet.